now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
That'd be me. Hello, everybody. How you doing? Happy Thursday. How about those Diamondbacks sweeping four from the Pittsburgh Pirates? Pirates were having a good season up until we showed up, but that's good. We're back home again. We play tomorrow night right here on KQ&A at 6 o'clock, and let's keep this thing going. That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, before I get into announcing our guests, I just have to say Joe Biden finally thrown his hat in the ring. It has officially now become the crazy season, I guess. And I'm just going to step back and let them all kind of yell at each other and tell them why they're better. But I cannot understand how anyone running for president could say with a straight face that a convicted murderer has the right to vote. I mean, that's why they go to jail. They take away their rights. The next thing you know is, well, they have a right to bear arms, too. I don't know. That's enough craziness for me right there, and probably for you, too. And also for those of you who are driving on Highway 69 between Prescott and Prescott Valley, be careful out there. It's getting that time of year where we have extra traffic. So watch out for that. We're going to be talking to Scott O'Neill, who's a big blues festival fan. As Stanford may have mentioned, you might remember, I know he mentioned a couple weeks ago, that we have a new radio station in under our umbrella of Arizona Hometown Radio Group, and that is KXBB. And that is Badass Blues, and that's in Lake Havasu City. If you are traveling along the river between Bullhead City, Kingman, Bullhead City, down to Lake Havasu, it's 101.7 for all blues all the time. We'll find out more about that in just a minute. First of all, our second half of the show today, lots of things going on in Prescott Valley, and we have Parks and Recreation Prescott Valley coming and talking about, well, all kinds of good things going on there. So we'll take time out. We'll be back with Scott O'Neill right after these words. You are listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world, KQNA.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers, cheers to 25 years.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Happy to have in the studio right now Mr. Scott O'Neill. Scotty O'Neill, who's been on KQ&A for a couple other times. And welcome, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Of course, we're going to talk about it, a really neat event that's coming up this Saturday over in Sedona. So I'll turn the mic over to you, Scotty, and tell us a little bit about what we're talking about.
Well, the event is put on by Northern Arizona Blues Alliance, NASBA, which I am the vice president of the Prescott area. And we are affiliated with the International Blues Foundation out of Memphis, which covers 120 affiliates, I believe, in the United States and 20 other countries around the world.
Wow. So this is a free event for everybody.
It is a free event.
And where will it be held?
It'll be held at the Posse Grounds in Sedona.
All right.
Which is a really nice little amphitheater with the red rocks in the background and a nice big grassy area.
Perfect venue, and this is this Saturday, folks. We're going to repeat this a couple times, so if you're driving in your car right now, don't write all this information down on the dust on your dashboard. We'll get this into both of your ears over the next couple of minutes. But I wanted to mention, to begin with, the fact that that's one of the things that's coming up that you're excited about. But you've been playing blues in this area for a long time.
Yes, I have. I actually owned a blues club in downtown Prescott on Whiskey Row. It started out as Sundance's, and then it was Scotty's in later years. And I can't say that I brought the blues to Prescott, but I brought a lot of good blues acts to town.
One of the things that I want to accomplish right now is the definition of what are blues.
Blues,
as opposed to, say, jazz and obviously rock and roll.
Well, the thing about it is blues originated from Africa. It started out as slave field hollers and things like that, and it evolved into the blues. But the blues is a truly American art form, and all truly American music, most of it anyways, rock and roll, jazz, country, all have deep roots in the blues. So I always like to say, if it wasn't for the blues, God knows what we'd be listening to these days.
Well, since I was at the cusp of the beginning of rock and roll, I acknowledge the fact that a lot of the early rock and rollers came from the blues era. And then they just put their twist on it, just as I would suspect that when people think about rap music or heavy metal, their genesis was in rock and roll. And everything kind of evolves, but what's coming back again is what's nice, is blues are back in fashion.
Yes, yeah, they're coming back, and we're doing our best to keep it alive and well. And, you know, to quote the late, great Muddy Waters, he said, the blues had a child, and they called it rock and roll.
All right, so. Yeah. Now, I'm going to do a shameless plug right now for We have part of the KQNA family is what's called Badass Blues, and that station is down in Lake Havasu City. But, ladies and gentlemen, there's more. You can now dial that up on what's called the Internet. Many people have heard of this. And we want to especially remind people that you can go to the Sedona Red Rock and Blues Festival Premium, you know, get a head start on this by going to NAZBA.com, Northern Arizona Blues Association.com. And, of course, the event is free. It's live. It's in the Red Rocks at the Posse Grounds Amphitheater in Sedona. And I also notice that you have asked people, don't bring coolers, don't bring wine, but you're welcome to bring, this is a family event, bring your kids. If you got a pet that likes the blues, you know, my cat does, I know that. Taps right around. But anyhow, this is something that Arizona Hometown Radio Group is really proud to be part of. Now, Scotty, before we talk about who's all going to be there, what is your instrument of choice?
I play the guitar. I was going to try and make a funny remark about an instrument of choice.
Left-handed, right-handed?
Yeah. I play guitar and sing, and I'm a songwriter. And
who were your heroes when you started, when you were a kid, and you think, geez, this sounds good, I'd like to do that. Who are the people that you listened to?
Well, you know, I grew up, I had two older sisters, so I grew up listening to rock and roll. And then when I got to be a teenager, I started listening to, of course, the Beatles and the Stones and the Yardbirds. And the Rolling Stones, to quote them, they said that they started a band so they could play Muddy Waters music.
Mm-hmm.
But I started listening to stuff, and I think it was about the time that Led Zeppelin came out and the Jeff Beck group came out, and I started reading underneath the songs on the albums who wrote it. And I started researching that, and they were, a lot of this stuff was, you know, they copied old blues songs.
And Eric Clapton's one of those that played rock and roll because he had to make money, but he preferred the blues.
Yes, yes. Eric Clapton, I read an interview with him, and he said in his earlier years, if you didn't know who Robert Johnson was, he wouldn't talk to you.
Oh, nice. So, and if you don't know who Robert Johnson is, folks, you're going to have to catch up with Scotty O'Neill this Saturday.
Yeah, I have a picture of him on my arm. I'll show you.
Oh, yeah. He's playing right-handed. I tell you what, we're going to talk about this lineup for the Sedona Blues Festival in the Red Rocks of Sedona. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world, KQ&A.com.
This April, get in on all the action happening at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel and spring over for our Extravaganza clearance sale. April 24th through 26th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the Gathering Event Center. Just earn 200 points and select your choice of gifts. Redeem up to 5 gifts daily. Spring in and haul off some new swag. Only at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel. The perfect place to play.
Must be a Castle Club member to participate. Management reserves all rights. Must be 21 years or older to gain. Limit up to 5 gifts per day.
Get connected to your medical records with a WireMC Care Connect account. WireMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your WireMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from WireMC or one of its many organizations, including WireMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at wiremccareconnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
AuggiesPrescott.com, the Go Feed Me page. When you've got a hankering for the great taste of Auggies, go to AuggiesPrescott.com. Check out the menu and all the great happenings. Fill your calendar with Auggies exceptional events and make reservations online. That's why it's called the Go Feed Me page. AuggiesPrescott.com, the place to dine on Highway 69 or online. Auggies Frontier Village and AuggiesPrescott.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And welcome back to the Thursday Roundtable. Chuck Roberts, your genial host today. Do I look genial? Yes. Yes, you do, Chuck. Thank you very much. Our guest, Scotty O'Neill. And we're talking about the Red Rockin' Blues Festival. In Sedona. This Saturday, free for all. Include, and especially if you want to bring the kids and what all, it's going to be a great afternoon. It's going to be perfect weather. So, Scotty, without further ado, give us an idea of some of the acts that will be available.
Okay. I'll give you the lineup. I'll read most of it from the press release. The first act will be Jackie Foreman. She's a lovely young lady, solo guitarist, singer. She plays mostly like her own style, but she draws from all different elements, folk, rock, blues, jazz, soul, pop. She was the solo duo act winner at our regional IBC, which is International Blues Challenge competition this last year, and she went to Memphis to compete in January. And I've seen her a couple times, and she's really great, very entertaining. And then we have Big Daddy D and the Dynamites with Sweet Baby Ray D. Sylvester on harp. I've known Big Daddy D for a long time. And if you've been around the Prescott area for any time, you know him or have heard of him.
Is that him there?
Yeah, that was Ray. But, Big Daddy D is a great guitar player, plays rhythm, blues, soul, rock, roots, American roots music. He opened up for Buddy Guy last year at the Colorado River Blues Festival, and he's represented both the Phoenix Blues Society and Northern Arizona Blues Society in the blues shootouts and the IBC competition, and has been to Memphis twice himself. And Sweet Baby Ray went to Memphis for the competition in 2014 as a solo act. Very good friends of mine. I love it. I went there not this year, but last year, and it was great. And then Tommy Dukes. Tommy Dukes I've known for a long time. He was born in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And Tommy was the first Northern Arizona musician to be inducted into the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame, which he considered to be a great thrill. Tommy's performed at the King Biscuit Blues Festival in Arkansas in 2005, in Memphis at the IBC in 2007. He's played with notable artists such as Bobby Blue Bland, Lonnie Brooks, Tyrone Davis, John Lee Hooker, Little Anthony Imperials, and Joe Louis Walker.
And Tommy Dukes grew up in Winslow.
Yes, he's from Winslow. He's a Winslow boy. And then we have Dan Bresnan. Dan Bresnan is an incredible guitar player, and also a well-revered luthier. He has a debut CD, which is called "Party in My Backseat," which has received rave reviews and extensive radio play across Europe. Dan draws his influences from folk rock, Americana, roots, blues, classic rock, and is also influenced by 40s and 50s pop.
And who's the headliner?
The Scott O'Neill Band. Well, I've heard of that guy.
Oh, they're great.
You know, I could talk all day about myself, so I'll just read the press.
But that's from 4 to 5 o'clock.
Yes.
This Saturday. So yeah, everything we've talked about is in chronological order. So that's why I call you the headliner. You're closing out the show.
No, I'm not.
Who? Why lie? I knew that. I was trying to trick you.
No, I'm from 4 to 5, and then there's another act from 5 to 5:50.
Oh, okay. So, let's start with the Scott O'Neill Band.
Okay. You know what? I'll let you read about me.
Well, the Scott O'Neill Band, sometimes abbreviated as Scott O'Neill Band.
S-O-B.
And many people in the Prescott area remember him from having Scotties down on Whiskey Row and brought an effort that probably was ahead of its time to this area. And the reason I say that is because at the time, I also had a bar in town, and I knew a lot of people that went there. I had a place called the Cattlemen's. And I need you to tell me a little bit about the members of your band, because they are well-known local people, too.
Yes. I have Dr. Tim on keyboards, who I've played with for years. Dr. Tim is a great, great keyboard player, great musician, with an extensive background. I have Dr. Bob Cellini on drums, mm-hmm. who's also vice president of NASBA mm-hmm. for the Verde Valley area. And Dr. Bob has been to Memphis for the IBCs and competed 4 times, and he was a semifinalist once. And then I have Gary Van Slyke on bass, the man that holds up the bottom. And Gary is a great bass player. He also went to Memphis in 2018 as an IBC competitor.
And then closing out the show.
Also, I have to say I'm going to have some special guests come up with me. So,
All right.
So I'm not giving anything away.
All right. Stand by for that.
It'll be a good show.
Yeah. And then closing out will be the Electric Swamp Poets.
Right.
Love that name.
The Electric Swamp Poets leader is Chris Berry. He's the president of NASBA. He's guitarist and lead vocalist. He's a noted record producer, session player, production coordinator for both music and film, and album cover artist. He's lent producing and production coordination and session playing talents to such artists as Billy Preston, Stone Temple Pilots, Golden Earring, the Helicasters, among others.
Wow.
And he recently provided a cover art for Delbert McClinton's album, Blind, Cripple, and Crazy. And he is joined by Jerry DeLuca on drums, Jim Kelly on bass, and Dr. Tim on keyboards.
Now, this, folks, is this Saturday. So I think it starts at around noon, but I guess get in a little bit early. And obviously, it'll be out. Everybody will be out of there by 7 o'clock at night.
Yep,
and
hopefully.
It's free. Families are encouraged to attend with their kids.
Yes.
If you got a pet, bring a pet as long as they're on a leash and well behaved.
Bring a blanket, bring a lawn chair.
Don't bring
your
a cooler.
Kids, bring your dogs. Yeah.
It's going to be, it's at the Posse Grounds. Tell generally how people could find that if they're not familiar with that area.
It's off 89 in Sedona. And if you're coming from, I just looked this up this morning, if you're coming from Cottonwood, you go past Coffee Pot, and then it'll be on your left.
You'll have signs up, too.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And again, badassbluessedona.com for more information. Now, before we close out, what are some of the venues that you yourself and your group will be playing? I know you played recently up in Prescott, the Windsock.
I play every other Sunday at the Windsock in Prescott. We have a blues jam that we started a little over a year ago, and it's gone gangbusters. I mean, it's usually standing room only.
Oh, that's I know that you guys enjoy what you're doing.
Yes, I do.
And that comes out in the music.
Yes, I do. If I didn't enjoy it, believe me, I wouldn't be doing it.
Scott O'Neill, our guest today on the Thursday Roundtable, again, the Blues Festival this Saturday. Starts around noon. You can get there a little early at the Jeep Posse Grounds. And it's going to be a great afternoon. And it's free admission. So come by and enjoy a great dose of the blues. Thanks, Scotty.
Thank you. See you all in Sedona.
And we'll be back with more of the Thursday Roundtable right after these words. You are listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world, and other great cities on KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Once upon a time, Fred the Sage and Bob the Yucca watched a herd of deer eat their neighbor's garden.
Hey, Bob.
Said Fred.
It's a good thing we're native Arizona plants from Waters Garden Center.
Right, Fred.
Said Bob. We can handle tough Prescott dirt, hot sun, low water, and we look great in the garden.
You betcha, Bob.
Said Fred.
Hummingbirds and bees love us, but that deer sure doesn't.
Be like Fred and Bob. Go native at Waters Garden Center. Safe, natural, and organic.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. The state Senate passes a bill requiring public buildings to provide at least one diaper changing station for special needs adults.
This is a textbook case of powerful, positive advocacy, letting people identifying the problem and that this is something we can fix.
Phoenix Republican Kate Brophy McGee amended the House bill so that would not be mandatory for these facilities to be located on every floor of the building.
This is just the start. If we are successful in getting this signed into law, about how you can modify existing restrooms with very little cost.
The bill supporters argued that without these larger changing stations, diaper-wearing adults have to lie on dirty restroom floors or find some less private location to be changed. The bill now returns to the House. The Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Pittsburgh Pirates today 5-0, completing a four-game sweep in Pittsburgh. Sunny and breezy today, very windy tomorrow, cooling overnight to about 52 with mostly clear skies, highs near 79 tomorrow and Saturday, 75 Sunday. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt before a big back-to-work cool down. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling to a mostly clear 57 overnight, warming to a sunny 89 tomorrow and Saturday, 85 Sunday. Tuesday's high only 75. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And hello again. Here we are sitting out by the pool at KQ&A. And we're going to be getting our guest in from the town of Prescott Valley and talk about some of the things that are going. Talk about a busy weekend. They got the off-road, what do they call it, the whiskey off-road in Prescott tomorrow or this weekend. And bull riding coming up this Saturday at the Findlay Toyota Center. And so much going on in Prescott Valley. Who are you?
I'm Brady Peck. I'm the aquatics coordinator for the town of Prescott Valley.
All right, Brady, I'm going to quiz you on a couple things here.
Sounds good.
Ready? First of all, you mentioned the pool opens next month.
Yes, it does. It opens Memorial Day weekend. That's Saturday, May 25th. Starting then, we have open swim daily from 1 to 4:30 p.m.
And during all of this activity at the pool, I suspect that you will be able to have swimming lessons.
Yes, we have swimming lessons. We have four sessions available. First one starts on Memorial Day with sign-ups for that starting on May 18th at 8 a.m.
Okay, and I read from time to time that you guys are looking for people to volunteer to help in all of your activities at Prescott Valley. So give me an idea of what you're looking for right now. People out there saying, I can help out some way. What are you looking for?
Well, all kinds of volunteers. So whatever your passion is, we have volunteers with the police department. We have volunteers with the Parks and Rec department, some up in HR that help with
HR means
human resources. Yeah,
most people know that, but
just in case,
yeah.
So they help with all the new hire packets for our new employees. We have some people that help with the graphic designs for everything that we do. So really any kind of work that you're interested in doing and volunteering for the town, we'd be more than happy to have you come out. And
where's I know where Town Hall is.
Mm-hmm.
Is what, do they go to the third floor or what?
Yep, third floor is where Volunteer Central is, and Heidi is the volunteer coordinator. She'll be able to walk you through the process of getting involved with the town and whatever your interests are, lining that up with something within the town to get you going and enjoying volunteering with the town.
And there's so much going on. I mean, everything from, like you said, the pool to helping in human resources, library. We'll talk all about that. Brian, how long have you been with the...
I've been here just over 2.5 years.
Where'd you come from?
I came from Michigan.
Really?
Yes. So.
I used to live in a suburb of Michigan. Yeah, it's called Ohio.
Okay.
And what brought you out here?
This job.
School? Or
No, this job. I was looking at moving up in the Parks and Rec world. And
The owner of this radio group's from Michigan.
Uh-huh. A lot of people are from Michigan.
Yeah, they always escape after, you know, winter's coming on and say, I wonder.
Absolutely.
So I went to college in Northern Ohio, and okay. I had 2 winters of Northern Ohio. I said bye bye, and I went to California. I mean, I'm hardy, but I wasn't that hardy.
A lot of my friends go, yeah. What's 70 and sunny in February? Sure, I'll be out there.
Yeah. Well, when the people in Prescott Valley, Cottonwood start complaining in the middle of winter that it's only 55 degrees, you just say, yeah, right.
Exactly. I say, wait. You experience 40 below.
Yeah, and Friday is Arbor Day. You guys got something going on?
We do. We've got our Arbor Day celebration. We've got we plant trees, and we invite all the school kids, neighborhood kids, anyone really can come out. We give a nice little seedling to everyone.
Oh, cool.
And they can go plant it and take care of it and watch it grow. So it'll take years to grow into a tree, but it's already started and growing just a little on its own. So come on out and grab it. And
Where should they meet for that? And when? What time?
It's
Friday
at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And I believe it's at Sunflower Park. I believe.
If it's not, there'll be a sign that says you're in the wrong place. Or where's Sunflower Park?
Sunflower Park. That is in Stone Ridge.
Okay. Maybe the best thing to do is go to your website.
Yes, go to our website or give us a call, 928-759-3090, and they'll be able to get you all the information for Arbor Day, pointed in the right direction if I'm giving you not so good information. And but definitely come on out. We've got food. The Lions Club is out there. They're donating food, hot dogs, chips, waters for everyone that comes on out. So come on out, celebrate Arbor Day, and the fact that Prescott Valley is one of Tree City USA city.
Oh, they are. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we have the banners up all over town, and we're really proud to have that designation and just to have trees out here in the middle of the desert.
I have to say that parents and grandparents, when the kids plant a seedling, and sure it takes a while, but over the years to say, I planted that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
And that is kind of a nice thing. That's tomorrow, 10 o'clock. Check the Parks and Recreation website or give them a call at
928-759-3090.
Okay. I don't know what to say. You tell me about gold fever badges and bobbles?
Bobbers.
That's Saturday. Tell me more.
Yeah, so we've teamed up with the Prescott Valley Police Department, CAFMA, Arizona Game and Fish, to bring an awesome event. So if you've been around for about 10, 12 years, you might remember Gold Fever Days. That went away during the recession and budget cuts, and we're happy to bring it back, and it just so happened that we're able to work it out. So the Badges and Bobbers event is the same day. So
Badges and Bobbers.
So come, you get to it's free fishing. I do not need a license for the event because Game and Fish is sponsoring it. There'll be game wardens on site.
Where is this going to be?
It's going to be down at Fane Park.
Okay.
So if you don't know where that's at, it's down at the end
Second
of Fifth Street.
Fifth Street.
It's off of Second Street.
Okay.
But we'll have everyone park on Second Street, and we do have shuttles that'll take you down to the park.
And there's plenty of water this year.
Yes, plenty of water. It's running still from all the snow that we've got.
And I don't know if I'm guessing or thinking that in the past the Game and Fish has stocked that lake.
Yes, they do on a regular basis, but they it's either this afternoon or tomorrow morning. They're stocking it for the event, and we'll have the park closed down until we do hit event time Saturday morning, so the lake will be full of fish. And we're hoping that they do bring up some nice trophy fish that will be catchable.
Nice trout.
Trout and catfish.
And what's the gold part?
A gold part. So way back.
Back when I was a kid. Huh? Yeah. he's looking at me funny, ladies and gentlemen.
Fane Park, that area used to be gold mining. And the dam was built as part of the process to mine gold. So we're going back to the Prescott Valley roots before it was known as Prescott Valley. And really, we'll have gold panners out there. You can learn at the park, learn how to gold pan, see if you can't find something, which we're hoping you'll be able to this year because we've had so much water running in from the smelt
off. From the Bradshaw,
That we're hoping there's some actual real gold nuggets in there for everyone to...
You're not stocking that, folks.
No, we're not stocking that. It's not fool's gold.
But that's kind of it. So, you know, for family entertainment, mm-hmm. and especially for the younger people that maybe don't, you know, kind of know what fishing is, but never...
Right.
You know, it's a way to kind of get, excuse the pun, get hooked. I couldn't help
Yes, me. Get hooked.
Yeah.
We have all the bait, tackle, the poles, everything's free for people to use during the event. The first 300 kids are getting a meal. They're getting hot dogs, chips, and a beverage.
Wow.
So, yeah, we've got all kinds of sponsors that lined up for the event to help make it free for the community. We've also got live entertainment throughout the day. We have Charlotte Hall Museums coming down with reenactment from the late 1800s. So it's a great way to kick it back and enjoy what life was like in Prescott Valley before it was Prescott Valley.
And that sounds like fun. This is all going to take place at Fane Park this Saturday. What time can people – you said they're going to park up on
Second Street.
But what time should they anticipate coming? I know it runs all day. But
it runs all day. Fishing clinics from 10 to 1.
See, the early bird gets the worm.
They do. And we'll have activities starting at 9 and going all the way till 7 p.m.
That's great. And it's free, folks.
Absolutely, 100% free.
Nothing to do. There's nothing. You can't tell me there's nothing to do.
Exactly. There's something to do this weekend. It's down at Fane Park, and it's completely free.
Pitch, hit, and run coming up.
Yes. So for all of our youth that are 14 and under, we have pitch, hit, and run. That's going to be on Saturday, May 4th at Mountain Valley Park, field number 1, at 11 a.m. So just a couple things you'll need to bring. You'll need to bring your 7 to 14-year-old, a birth certificate, and a parent or guardian. And that's all you need. Come in, it's all free. And winners from our local event will move on to a sectional and Flagstaff. And then the winners from the sectional will actually get to go down and participate during a Diamondbacks game in July.
Ooh.
So it's completely free.
Think I'd pass for that, Bill? Yeah. No, Bill says no. That's exciting.
You don't need to be a baseball or softball player. We encourage all kids to come out and give it a shot because you never know how you can do.
Yeah. I want to look ahead, and this, Brian, you may not be, 10-4 on this, but one thing I saw on your website that was interesting is that Yavapai College is going to give a free soccer clinic this summer.
Yes.
You know about that?
A little bit about it. They do something like that each year, which is great for the community.
Especially with a school with the record they have.
Oh, exactly.
And Mike Pantaleone is world renowned. He's in the Hall of Fame coach.
He is, and that's the thing is people don't realize we have this great program here with Yavapai College. And when we were fortunate enough to hold the national championships a couple years ago, and they made it to the finals, they lost, unfortunately. But
they've won 7 times.
They have. And just seeing that caliber of play here, it's outstanding. And to have that caliber of player help our younger folks in town learn the game, improve on their game, and we have great youth soccer leagues in the community as well. So it's a sport that it's not very expensive like hockey was where I grew up in Michigan.
Yeah.
And, you can go out and kick a ball around and get these skills from these world-class players right here in Prescott.
So now, listen. Now, we've got bull riding Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
We got soccer free clinic coming up. We have pitch, hit, and run coming mm-hmm. up. We're going to be planting some trees tomorrow.
Yeah.
Fishing on Saturday.
I mean, are we sports enthusiasts or what? But let me say this. Mm. At the library, one of the things I looked up at the library is a creative writing class. Isn't that neat?
Yeah, the library has all kinds of free classes they have.
Well, they have a Spanish language.
Spanish, I think they have French over there. And I don't think they have Italian yet, but hopefully they get some other languages in there too, because it's they're free classes. Learn these languages. I know we just passed tax time, but they have free tax classes.
Prepare now because it's all going to change.
Changes every year, it
seems
like.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, and, of course, we mentioned at the beginning the other little sport that's going on that's going to be your bailiwick is opening up the swimming pool in just about a month.
Yeah, we're coming up on a month, and we're getting things ready. We're in the process of...
No, I've been down to that. That's a nice area. That's a big area, and it's right there at the park.
Exactly.
No, I can't imagine it's free.
Unfortunately, it's not free.
There's a lot of overhead in running a big pool like that.
There is.
So tell us a little bit about that.
So the entry fees, it's $350 for youth at 17 and under and $450 for adults. Seniors, 55 and plus, they get the youth fee, so $350. And that'll be good for any of our programs. So open swim, if you're coming in to swim laps in the morning, that's during our aerobics time. Or we have our family swims on Tuesday and Thursday evenings from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
Put together any, what do you call it,
water polo.
Water polo.
Actually, our pool isn't deep enough for that. It's only 5 feet deep.
Oh, I thought that was the best part of it.
You're supposed to be able
water
to
polo,
swim
yeah.
and pull people under. And
well, okay, we'll get you a deeper pool someday, I guess.
Someday,
that's
yes.
That's kind of fun. Now, again, for folks that want to participate, they want to volunteer, they want to learn more, your office is available Monday through Friday?
Yep, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's on Skoog Boulevard, which is formerly Civic Circle.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hear people talking about Skoog Boulevard, that's formerly Civic Circle.
Yeah, named after Harvey Skoog.
Exactly. You know, longtime mayor. He did a lot of great things for the community. So if you're coming in looking to volunteer, third floor, Volunteer Central, it's kind of hidden away. So if you're not sure where you're going, stop in either the Parks and Rec office or the Public Works office, and we'll send you down the right place. And we also have a new job that just opened up today. I'm trying to remember what it is I saw in the email, but we do have some jobs open.
In your department?
No.
Oh, in for the city?
For the town.
I know they're looking for police recruits and that type of thing. So.
Yes. If you're interested in checking out our employment, check it out, pvaz.net. Or stop into the Civic Center and head on up to the fourth floor, and HR would be, Human Resources would be more than happy to walk you through all the jobs we have.
Nice to me. Listen, phone number to call.
928 759-3090.
Ryan, you got a council meeting tonight.
Council meeting tonight.
And then you got a busy, busy, you won't see the light of day, so to speak, till Sunday night sometime.
Sometime,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. And continue the good work.
Thank you. Thanks for
even for a guy from Michigan comes out here.
Yeah. and can't beat the weather.
Can't beat the weather. All right. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable right after these words. You are listening to the radio. KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world, and other great cities on KQNA.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. That's why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our 3 great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This April, get in on all the action happening at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel and spring over for our Extravaganza clearance sale. April 24th through 26th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the Gathering Event Center. Just earn 200 points and select your choice of gifts. Redeem up to 5 gifts daily. Spring in and haul off some new swag. Only at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel. The perfect place to play.
Must be a Castle Club member to participate. Management reserves all rights. Must be 21 years or older to game. Limit up to 5 gifts per day.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And being pointed at by Bill Monroe, who says it's your turn to talk, Chuck. Hey, I want to thank Brady Peck for coming by. I think I call him Brian. I think Brian Whitty, I think, is the boss out there. So, Brady Peck, thank you very much. And busy weekend all around this whole area, all of northern Arizona. It's that time of year when we start to do just about everything, but Arbor Day tomorrow in Prescott Valley, the Gold Fever Badges and Bobbers at Fane Lake this Saturday, lots of good things going on, and if you want to know more about what's going on at Prescott Valley Parks and Recs, you can call them. And of course, you know the area code, 7593130 is kind of gets you to the right spot. And of course, also this weekend is the big Blues Fest that's going on over in Sedona. If you'd like more information about the Northern Arizona Blues Association, they have a link. That's the NAZBA.com, Northern Arizona Blues Association.com. And as I mentioned, one of the sponsors is one of the latest radio stations to join the Arizona Hometown Radio Group. That's KXBB in Lake Havasu City, 101.7. But I think if you go to kxbb.com, you can probably listen to that on your computer at home. And the Blues Festival, as I mentioned earlier, is this Saturday. They start about noon with gathering everybody together. And Scotty O'Neill will be one of the MCs there, and he's a local guy. And there'll be a lot of local people involved
in the Blues Festival, and they will. I wanted to notice that the lineup has it says Americana and Swamp Blues, Chicago Blues, Jazz Blues, R&B style blues, and rock blues. Now, I know all of those. My favorite, actually, is Swamp Blues. If any of you know who Tony Joe White is, he had a couple songs that were Swamp Blues. And you look up Tony Joe White at the internet, and you'll hear what Swamp Blues is. So that's coming up at the Rodeo Grounds in Sedona and the Red Rocks, and it's free for the entire family. Kids are welcome. They will have food trucks, and I think they'll have some other vendors there, but you can also bring your pets. I presume they should be on a leash. Of course, service animals are always welcome. And they will have membership applications and merchandise for the Northern Arizona Blues Association, and also have a raffle, 50-50 raffle that's going on. So lots of good things, including in Prescott, the Whiskey Roll Marathon. They have the bull riding going on at the Finley Toyota Center and Saturday and night. I can't think of a busier time to be in this area. You are out and enjoying it and being safe. That's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. I will turn it back over to the news department, and stay tuned. We will have the great one, Mark Levin, coming in. More Diamondbacks baseball tomorrow night, hosting the Cubs at 6 o'clock. Till next week, be safe. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.